الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى الرابعة والسبعون, the 74th issue from the affairs of الجاهلية, دعوتهم الناس إلى الضلال بغير علم. دعوتهم الناس إلى الضلال بغير علم, that they will call the people to misguidance without knowledge, that they will call the people to misguidance without knowledge. والخامسة والسبعون, and the 75th affair from the affairs of الجاهلية, دعوتهم إياهم إلى الكفر مع العلم. دعوتهم إياهم إلى الكفر مع العلم, that they will call people to disbelief while knowing, that they will call people to disbelief while knowing. So here, with regards to speaking and calling and propagating knowledge and the likes, there are individuals who call upon ignorance without knowledge nor without light, and they follow their desires and whims. They mislead the people in this manner, and they mislead the people in this manner. They go astray and likewise lead others astray. And there are others who are more severe, rather they have knowledge and they know what they are upon is falsehood and what they're calling to is incorrect and misguidance, yet they remain upon that way and they call to shirk and to disbelief and innovation while they know that it is a foul and lowly way, while they know that it is incorrect and not the proper path. So this affair here is from the most important issues to realize and understand, to be steadfast upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to identify the true callers, the callers calling to Allah sincerely, calling to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon insight and upon light, to distinguish them from those who claim to call to Allah yet they're upon deviation or misguidance, or they call to the truth yet they're insincere and they bring trials and tribulations and fitan to the people. Because we have seen that these affairs here of al-jahiliyyah, many of them have seeped into the ways of many of those who ascribe to al-Islam today. Many of the Muslims, they have been affected by a number of these different aspects of al-jahiliyyah. These remnants, they remain with some individuals from the Ummah. So from the ways of the people of al-Jahiliyyah, from the ways of the Jews and the Christians, and from the ways of the pagans and polytheists, is that they would call to misguidance and deviation without knowledge. They would speak without knowledge and they would call to their way, blind following their forefathers and the customs of their people. And they would say what those said before them, and they would suffice with this, and they had great tribalism and staunch love for their tribesmen and the likes like this, and they would follow misguidance and deviation, and they would call to misguidance and deviation without knowledge and without light. And also as well from them, there were those who actually know that which they're calling to is misguidance and improper and incorrect and deviation, yet they would continue to call upon that way while they know. So the dangers of deviation in this manner, and speaking about Allah without knowledge, and the religion of Allah without knowledge, and to speak about affairs in general without knowledge, is from the lowly way, from the greatest aspects of deviation and means for trials and tribulations. Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala, in his authentic collection, he has a chapter, Babun al-Ilmu Qabla al-Qawli wal-Amal, the chapter clarifying that knowledge must precede every statement and action. And he used as an evidence for that the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. You must know that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and seek forgiveness for your sins. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, and for the believing men and the believing women. فَبَدَى بِالْعِلْمِ قَبَلَ الْقَوْلِ وَالْعَمَلِ. So Allah in this verse, he began with knowledge before statement and action. He began with the obligation of knowledge and learning before statement and action. So this is what is incumbent before a person he speaks or acts, especially with regards to affairs of the deen, especially with regards to affairs of the sunnah, especially with regards to public affairs that touch the entire ummah. A person, he must have knowledge. A person, he must have sound and profound, correct knowledge, and likewise the proper understanding and interpretation of that knowledge, and likewise the proper understanding and interpretation of that knowledge. It's been narrated by Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullahu ta'ala. He died in the year 101. From the great Khulafa of Bani Umayyah, from the great people of knowledge, likewise from the scholars of the Salaf. And he mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, من عمل بغير علم كان ما يفسد أكثر مما يصلح. من عمل بغير علم كان ما يفسد أكثر مما يصلح. That the one who works without knowledge, then he will work more corruption than he will work goodness. Then he will work corruption more than he will work goodness. So many people, they would intend to do good, meaning they will have a good intention, but that's not sufficient. There must be light and insight with regards to the manners of performing the deeds. They want to do good, yet they have no knowledge, so therefore they go astray. They innovate in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they mislead others. And likewise, they perform deeds that are rejected and not accepted. And they call and they make the deviation and misguidance appear fair seeming, and the likes like this. And the likes like this, claiming they have a good intention. But Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he has the response for this. وَكَمْ مُرِيدٍ لِلْخَيْرِ لَمْ يُسِبْهُ وَكَمْ مُرِيدٍ لِلْخَيْرِ لَمْ يُسِبْهُ. And how many people have intended to do good, but they did not obtain it. They did not obtain it. Meaning that they have a good intention, but because of ignorance, they did not reach their goal. They did not reach their goal. Rather, they have gone astray. So speaking without knowledge in general, even in the affairs of the dunya, whenever a person is around those who know, he will be exposed and he will be known that he's ignorant and a fool, and he's speaking about something he has no knowledge of. And even the people in the worldly life, they identify this affair and consider it to be very blameworthy. Those who speak about knowledge of medicine, for example, or for science, or mechanics, or technology, and they have no knowledge, or they have little knowledge. And the likes like this, then whenever they're in the company of those who are proficient in these sciences, they're exposed, and their ignorance is known, and also their foolishness as well. And these people are considered lowly, and these people are considered idiots, speaking in this manner, hamqa, without knowledge. And when it comes to the affairs of the religion, then it's more severe. Ascribing things to the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, to the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his tawheed, or to the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to the sunnah and the laws and legal ways of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this affair becomes very severe. We have seen in our previous classes the issues that have proceeded from the affairs of the people of Jahiliyyah, is that they would declare things to be lawful that are unlawful, or they would declare things that are unlawful to be lawful, or that they would forbid some of the adornment and the good of this life, or they would consider certain animals liberated, and they would declare them to be forbidden. They would not touch them nor ride on them, and the likes like this. And all of this is from speaking about Allah without knowledge and calling to Allah in misguidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions in this context, وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا لَيُضِلُّونَ بِأَهْوَائِهِمْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا لَيُضِلُّونَ بِأَهْوَائِهِمْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُعْتَدِينَ. That indeed, many, they mislead mankind. They mislead the people astray from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by way of their desires without knowledge. And indeed, your Lord, He knows best about those who transgress. Indeed, Allah, He has encompassing knowledge of those who transgress. And likewise, Allah has clarified that these people here, those who speak about Allah without knowledge, they're from the greatest of criminals. And this is from the worst of all injustice and the greatest oppressors. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. Allah, He mentioned in His book, فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا لِيُضِلَّ النَّاسَ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And who is more unjust? And who is a greater oppressor? وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. And who is more unjust and oppressor? And he was further in oppression. يعني لا أحد أظلم من يفتري على الله الكذب. Then those who fabricate lies against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to mislead the people without knowledge. لِيُضِلَّ النَّاسَ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. In order to mislead and misguide the people without knowledge. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Indeed, Allah, He does not guide the people who are oppressors, those who are wrongdoers and misguided in deviation. Those who are wrongdoers, misguided in deviation. So these people here, they call to Allah without knowledge, or they speak about Allah without knowledge, or anything in the affairs of the worldly life without knowledge. It is their desires that carry them to do that. They're overcome by their whims. They're speaking with their desires. And this is the reality. Either a person, he's going to speak about something with knowledge and light, based upon evidence and proof that is sound and profound, or else he's going to speak about something based upon his whims and desires. He's going to make it up inside of his own mind and speak about it according to what he thinks or believes or what he likes. So a believer has to be cautious from speaking without knowledge and without speaking without certain evidence, and knowing that the issues that he's referring to and speaking about are clear and based upon facts and known and proper and good. And if a person he's ever uncertain about an affair, or he does not know in the first place, then he will not be shy and he will not be ashamed, and he will say, Allahu A'lam, I don't know. Allahu A'lam, la adri, is'al ghayri, Allah knows best. I don't know, ask somebody else about this affair, or give me some time, inshallah I can research or ask the people of knowledge and find out the proper understanding of the issue that you're discussing. But anyways, a person, he will not advance upon these affairs. He will not advance upon these affairs without knowledge. He will not advance upon speaking, and definitely not acting without knowledge. And again, the people who do this, they follow their desires and they follow their whims and they follow their lusts. And this is from the means to repel the guidance and the light that has come with the prophets and messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَيَتَّخِذَهَا هُزُوًا أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And of mankind, from the people, there are those who purchase idle talks, any vain talk. They purchase that, meaning they prefer that. This is what they like. This is what they're inclined to. This is what they like, and this is what they're inclined to. لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, in order to mislead the people away from the path of Allah without knowledge. وَيَتَّخِذَهَا هُزُوًا, and they take the path of Allah Azza wa Jal as a joke and a mockery. أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. These people, they will have a humiliating punishment. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, with regards to the interpretation of this verse, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ, and from mankind there are those who purchase idle talk, vain talk, vain and idle talk. They purchase that, meaning they prefer that. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says, Wallahi hi al-ghina, Wallahi hi al-ghina, Wallahi hi al-ghina. I swear by Allah, he says three times, I swear by Allah, it's music and singing. So from the means that they call to misguidance and deviation, likewise, is by way of singing. We have seen that this is as well from the ways of the people of al-jahiliyyah. تَخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَعِبًا وَلَهْوًا. They had taken their religion as joke and play, meaning they're dancing and singing, and they like this, and they would go around the Kaaba singing and dancing and clapping their hands. And we have seen this likewise as well. All of this is from the ways of the people of al-jahiliyyah. And also until this day, there are those who ascribe to this ummah from the Sufiyya and the like. It's well known. It's well known that they also have taken their religion as joke and play, and even they have made rulings with regards to dancing. You will find a chapter in their books. You will find that chapter, Bab al-Raqs wa Ahkam wa Adab al-Raqs, the chapter of dancing and the rulings and the etiquettes of dancing. Wallahi, in their books like this, like in the books of the scholars of hadith, you find Kitab al-Tahara, you find Kitab al-Salat, and you find Kitab al-Zakat, so on and so forth, until the end of the chapters of fiqh. They will have similar like this as well. And then inside there, they will introduce as well, Bab al-Raqs. Babu al-Raqs, the chapter of dancing. Wa Babu al-Sama' wa Adab al-Sama', and the chapter of listening, meaning listening to music, listening to singing, listening to songs, and the likes like this, and the manners of doing that, So this is something to take precaution from. Music is a foul and lowly way, and it's the whisper of the devil, it's the voice of the devil, and it's the recitation of the devil, it's the call of the devil. And this is how many people, they're misled from the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. How many crimes have been committed because of music? A person, he will commit crimes against his own soul and against lives of others likewise, and rights of others likewise, because of a song that he heard, or a song that he's listening to and the likes like this, this is what will carry him and will move his soul to commit fornication or to drink alcohol or to get high or commit robberies or to commit crimes or even to murder somebody, whatever, billah, listening to music. Listening to music, the voice and the call and the recitation of the devils, whatever, billah. So this is from their ways. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ إِلْمٍ. From mankind, there are people who prefer and they like this way and they're inclined to music and the likes like this idle and vain talk in order to mislead people from the path of Allah without knowledge. To mislead people from the path of Allah without knowledge. And it becomes even more disgusting and filthy whenever they ascribe these songs and dancing to the religion, like the Sufiya that has preceded. And from that as well, they have introduced Islamic anashid, Islamic songs and singing. This is the ways of the Sufi. They're the ones who introduced this affair. And likewise as well, the Rafida, waliyadhi billah. They're the ones who sing and dance and have music and the likes like this, ascribing it to their religion. Ascribing it to their religion and their way. So those who truly learn the way of the messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, particularly the way of the final and last messenger, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the ways of those whom opposed them, especially the ways of those whom opposed our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it's in this manner that the true path becomes clear. It's in this manner that the real Islam becomes known and clarified in the person. He will be able to identify upon the inside the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he will be able to clarify in detail everything that's in opposition to that. And he will be able to identify the people likewise. He'll be able to identify the people likewise. Some people, maybe they have a big beard. Maybe they have a nice turban. Maybe they have a nice shimad. Maybe they have an outward appearance. But whenever he starts speaking, he speaks with the affairs of jahiliyyah. He's calling to the ways of deviation and misguidance, misinterpreting the book of Allah and distorting the understanding and the meanings of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, calling to that which the people of jahiliyyah were upon, calling the people to graves. Calling the people to dancing in the masajid, calling the people to exposing their awrat, causing the people to take interest in usury and the likes like this, in the name of ease in the religion, so on and so forth, calling the people to revolt against the rulers. And in reality, they're revolting and opposing the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the very deen of Allah that was revealed from above the heavens. And they do that in the name of the religion, the misguided and the deviant. يُضِلَّ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَيَتَّخِذَهَا هُزُوَا أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. They take these affairs as a joke and mockery, and they will have humiliating punishment. وَالْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَامِلِ. And that recompense is according to the action. So whenever they take the religion lightly, like a joke in a game, and take it as a mockery, then their punishment will be a humiliating one. And their punishment will be a humiliating one. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So the affairs of speaking about Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and His religion without knowledge is of the most important and most dangerous affairs. And most dangerous affairs, rather, a number of the people of knowledge, they have mentioned that this is the greatest and most severe sin, to speak about Allah without knowledge. And from the evidences that indicate that is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلْ, say to them, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innama harrama rabbi al-fawahisha ma zahara minha wa ma batan wal ithma wal baghya bi ghayri al-haqqi wa an tushriku billahi ma lam yunazzil bihi sultana wa an taqulu ala allahi ma la ta'lamun. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but rather the things that my Lord has indeed forbidden are al-fawahish, the great evil sins, and every kind of unlawful sexual intercourse, whether committed openly or secretly, that's number one. And sins of all kinds, number two. And unrighteous oppression, number three. And joining partners in worship with Allah for which He has not given no authority, number four. And then after that, and saying things about Allah which you have no knowledge. So Ibn Qayyim and others, rahimahumullahu azza wa jal, from the scholars of hadith, they use this verse here as an evidence to clarify that speaking about Allah without knowledge is the greatest sin. Because here Allah Azza wa Jal, He's mentioning the things that are forbidden in general in the context of beginning with the lightest and ending with the most severe. Beginning with the lightest and ending with the most severe. قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ وَالْإِثْمَ وَالْبَغْيَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَأَنْ تُشْرِكُوا بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا. And then finally the last one, وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ
مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. So therefore, the most severe is to speak about Allah without knowledge. And this is because every action of shirk and paganism, polytheism, and likewise every action of innovation, deviation, and misguidance, sin and transgression is foundation, and where that proceeded from is speaking about Allah without knowledge. It's speaking about Allah without knowledge. So from the general context, every aspect of misguidance and deviation, whether it's shirk, major or minor, or kufr, major or minor, or innovation, and the likes like this, or sin and transgression, major sin or minor sin, so on and so forth, all of this is proceeding from speaking about Allah without knowledge. It's proceeding from speaking about Allah without knowledge. But in detail, we must understand that not every aspect of speaking about Allah without knowledge is shirk or major disbelief. So there are aspects of speaking about Allah without knowledge that are not considered major shirk, and they're not considered major disbelief. They would not take a person out of Islam. If somebody was asked about something, a ruling in Islam, and he gave a verdict, or he answered the question on his desires and whims without knowledge, then he's speaking about Allah without knowledge. But we would not say that that's shirk. We would not say that that's kufr and the likes like this. So we must understand these affairs, how in general and in detail, in the general aspect, every action of shirk and disbelief, paganism, polytheism, misguidance and deviation, innovation, misguidance and deviation is stemming from speaking about Allah without knowledge. So from this aspect, this is the greatest crime. This is the greatest crime. But not every aspect of speaking about Allah without knowledge is from shirk or disbelief. It's from shirk or disbelief. This is all just to clarify the dangers of speaking about Allah without knowledge. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. And do not follow that which you have no knowledge of. And do not speak about things that you did not witness, or that you do not know, or that you have not learned properly, and you're not upon clarity and insight with regards to. Verily, the hearing and the sight and the heart, each of these, they're going to be questioned. Each one of these will be taken to account. The hearing will be taken to account. The eyes and the eyesight, the vision will be taken to account. And a person's heart and intellect, his mind, will be taken to account. All of these affairs are going to be taken to account in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, a person, he must take great precaution from speaking about Allah without knowledge. From speaking about Allah without knowledge. It's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. It's been connected by Al-Imam Ahmad from the hadith of Thawban radiallahu anhu, that he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّمَا أَخَافُ عَلَى أُمَّتِي الْأَئِمَّةَ الْمُضِلِّينَ الْأَئِمَّةَ الْمُضِلِّينَ, that it's only the misguided, deviant imams that I fear for my ummah. And meaning that the greatest thing that is feared for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are these people who ascribe to the religion and they're misguided and deviant. And their imams, al-a'imma al-mudillin, the misguiding imams, any leaders in the religion, people of authority, religious authority and worldly authority and the likes like this, misleading and misguiding the people. This is from the most dangerous affairs. Likewise in Bukhari and Muslim, from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhumah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبِضُ الْعِلْمَ إِنْتِزَاءً يَنْتَزِعُهُ مِنَ الْعِبَادِ يَنْتَزِعُهُ مِنَ الْعِبَادِ, that indeed Allah, He does not take the knowledge by stripping it from the people. وَلَكِنْ يَقْبِضُ الْعِلْمَ بِقَبْضِ الْعُلَمَ, but Allah, He takes the knowledge by taking the lives of the scholars. حَتَّى إِذَا لَمْ يُبْقِ عَلِمًا اتَّخَذَ النَّاسُ رُؤَاسًا جُهَالًا فَسُئِلُوا فَأَفْتَوْا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ فَضَلُّوا وَأَضَلُّوا. And until the extent Allah, He will not leave a person of knowledge remaining on the earth, and the people, they will take ignorant leaders who will be questioned and asked about affairs, and they will give religious verdicts without knowledge, and they will go astray and lead others astray. So this is how deviation will occur. This is how deviation will occur, by people taking the ignorant ones as their leaders, ignorant individuals and fools, taking them as people of authority and leaders and following their advice and their guidance, whenever they themselves are deviant and misguided. They themselves are not upon knowledge. They themselves did not sit at the feet of the scholars until their backs and their knees hurt. They themselves did not learn the books of hadith, the books of aqidah and the usul of al-sunnah, and the books of hadith at the hands of the people of knowledge and the likes like this. Rather, they, as we see in these days, they get knowledge with their thumbs, and this is the limit of their knowledge. Maybe they read and the likes like this, but they don't learn in the proper manner and learn little by little and gradually until they have a strong foundation. And likewise, learning from the mouths of the people of knowledge, you learn along with that how you learn along with that the manners of knowledge and the demeanor of knowledge and the way the people of knowledge, they carry themselves and they present the knowledge and they carry the knowledge. And they carry the knowledge. So it's very important to be cautious from the sphere, especially in these days whenever anyone can just show up on the screen or show up in the name of Islam, calling to the deen of Allah, or claiming to defend the sunnah or the way of the salaf al-salih. And in reality, wallahi, they're deviant and misguided, many of them. Many of them, and the people of knowledge, they're able to identify them from the slightest of affairs, because they know the principles and they know the foundations and they know the ways of people, the people of deviation. So they'll be able to see them and identify them either directly or indirectly, or they'll have a bad feeling because of experience and also because of the favor of Allah Azza wa Jalla for those who are sincere. They'll be able to see these things and they'll have intuition about those people. So it's very important to learn knowledge from its proper sources, and to learn the demeanor and the manners and etiquettes of the people of knowledge and how they carry themselves inwardly and outwardly, to identify those who are truly ascribing to knowledge properly and sincerely, that which is apparent, from those who are clearly contrary, because there are signs indicating that which is in the heart, indicating that a person is carrying knowledge but he's not sincere, he's not truthful, he's not proper, or that the knowledge that he's carrying is not correct likewise. So this is something that's very dangerous. This is something that's very dangerous, that whenever we learn from the people of knowledge, but we must learn who are the people of knowledge, because not everyone who claims or ascribes to knowledge is truly from the reliable people of knowledge. In these days, there are great conferences going around with deviants leading the people and calling great masses to these congregations and the likes like this, and they are in great misguidance and deviation, waliyadhu billah, watering down the religion in a major manner and deviating the people upon knowledge, according to the creed of the Asha'ira and the likes like this, who deny many of the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla and misinterpret the text of the Quran and the Sunnah, following their desires without knowledge, waliyadhu billah. So this is something to be known, something to take precaution with regards to. مَنْ كَانَ مُخَاطِرًا فَلَا يُخَاطِرْ بِدِينِهِ. Whoever is going to take risks in life, let him not take risks with his religion. Let him not take risks with his religion. So we go to the people of knowledge, but we must know who they are. We sit with the people of knowledge, but we must know who they are. We sit with the students of knowledge, but we must know who they are. I know those who are reliable and be able to identify them. It's been collected by Abu Dawood from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man uftiya bi ghayri ilmin kana ithmuhu ala man aftahu." That whoever was given a religious verdict without knowledge, and he asked someone who he deemed or thought to be qualified, in these affairs, and that person gave him the verdict based upon desires or whims, not based upon sound and profound knowledge, كَانَ إِثْمُهُ عَلَى مَنْ أَفْتَاهُ. His sin will be upon the one who gave him the verdict. But we must pay attention here. This is in the case whenever the layman, he asks the person of knowledge who he believes and he truly thinks is qualified. As for those who just go to anyone who's wearing a shimag, or anyone who has a thoban, or anyone who has a beard, or anyone who prays in the first row, and the likes like this, in the masjid, so on and so forth, and ask him for religious verdicts, so on and so forth, he's not going to be excused, and Allah knows best. He has to take the proper means. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ ذِكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of remembrance, and he asks the true people of knowledge if you do not know. So the people who just go ask anyone, and the likes like this, try to get a verdict from them, so on and so forth, from the layman or from the devout worshippers that are not qualified, then Allah knows best, he's not going to be excused. But the one who truly goes to someone who believes is qualified, and he asked that individual and he gave him a religious verdict without knowledge that's not based upon Quran and Sunnah property or the correct understanding, and then that man applied that religious verdict in his life, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَانَ إِثْمُهُ عَلَى مَنْ أَفْتَاهُ. His sin is upon the one who gave him the verdict. His sin is upon the one who gave him the verdict. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَنْ أَشَارَ عَلَى أَخِيهِ بِأَمْرٍ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّ الرُّشْدَ فِي غَيْرِهِ فَقَدْ خَانَ. And الرُّشْدَ فِي غَيْرِهِ فَقَدْ خَانَ. And whoever leads or advises his brother to do something and he knows that upright guidance is contrary to that, then indeed he has betrayed him. Then indeed he has betrayed him. So sometimes a person he will call without knowledge and he will speak about his desires without knowledge. And maybe even some of them, they think that they're right and this is what they heard. And the people of knowledge, they call him babagat. Babagat, like a parrot. He heard one thing and then he repeated like this. He heard one thing and repeated like this, like a parrot. A parrot, he hears something and he doesn't even know what he's saying. But he will say it. Whatever he hears, he will say it. Some people, they're like that. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La takun im'iyya." Do not be a yes man. Do not just follow behind the people. This was also from the ways of the people of Jahiliyyah. They just follow their forefathers in their footsteps and they say what they say. What my tribesmen say, that's what I say. The people on my madhab, that's what I say. I'll never listen to you, not upon my madhab. I'll never listen to you. I never accept the truth from anyone except for the people upon my way. Upon my way, and the likes like this. So in reality, they're not even accepting the truth. They're following their desires. They're following their desires. So others, they will know that it's incorrect or not right, and they will still advise. They will still advise, either because they want to mislead the people so they can be alone with the advantage and the good and the likes like this, or they want to keep the people in blindness and darkness, like they say, pull the wool over their head, over their eyes, or pull the hoodie down over his eyes so they can take advantage of them and mislead them. The first trick of the devil is to take the people away from knowledge. And the means to do that is to take the people away from the true people of knowledge. From the true people of knowledge. Because if the people are in darkness and misguidance, then he can have their way with them. Then he can have their way with them. So this is from the ways of the devil, wa'iyadhu billah, to lead the people away from knowledge and to take the people away from the true people of knowledge. This is what happened to the Khawarij in the beginning. And this is what they call to today, warning people from the upright noble scholars and people of knowledge, because once they're turned away from them and their guidance and direction, then it's easy to take advantage of them and to mislead them and to rile up their emotions and the likes like this and to use them for their aims and their goals and to achieve their agenda. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ So this is from the deviant way. This is from the deviant way, to speak about Allah without knowledge. To speak about Allah without knowledge. And worse than that is to call to a particular way while one knows its deviation, while one knows its misguidance, or to advise and to direct while one knows it's incorrect and not proper, and to give insincere advice or direction. And many of the people today, like the Sufiyyah and the Rafidah, the leaders, they know they're upon deviation. The leaders, they know that what they're upon is falsehood, yet they continue to call to that way because of the dollar. Because of the dollar, the Sufi leaders, many of them, you will find that their followers will come to them and they'll bow down to them and they'll worship them besides Allah, and they'll bring them dollars or their hundreds. And they'll give them money like this in this manner. And they're living a lavish and a luxurious life. And if they were to clarify the truth and to let the people know the reality of what they're upon, then they would lose. Then they would lose their position and their status and their wealth, and that's not what they want. That's not what they want. So many of the leaders of deviation, the leaders, the heads of them, they know they're upon deviation and misguidance, but they take advantage of that position of authority in order to obtain the worldly life. In order to obtain the worldly life, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ So these are from the lowest of the low. From the worst of the worst, those who speak about Allah without knowledge, whether knowingly or unknowingly. Whether unknowingly or unknowingly. If someone, he did that knowingly, it's more severe, no doubt about that. It's more severe, no doubt about that. But even unknowingly, just to be ignorant and to run one's mouth, especially about affairs of the religion, is from the worst and lowest of all ways. So a believer, he will check his tongue. And a believer, he will not speak about the deen of Allah without knowledge. Rather, a believer, he will hope to learn and obtain knowledge and light and speak about the deen with knowledge. This is what he will aim for. He will seek knowledge. He will learn. He will hear all of the evidences in the Quran and the Sunnah mentioning the virtue of knowledge and the high status of the people of knowledge and the benefits from calling and clarifying and the benefits of applying the knowledge and calling and clarifying the knowledge and spreading knowledge. And he will hope to participate in that to the best of his ability. He will hope to participate in that to the best of his ability. Some they will reach high levels, being amongst the scholars, others from the students of knowledge, others from the laymen who are upon light and insight, and guide and give good advice to their brothers in the deen and the likes like this. So everyone accordingly. So a believer, he is a person of knowledge. not a person of ignorance. And the foundation of faith is knowledge. And knowledge is in contradiction to ignorance. And knowledge is light, and ignorance is darkness. And knowledge is a cure and life, and ignorance is a disease, sickness, and death. What do you have to be left for the heart? For the heart, and then for the person and the family, and then the society. So these are the deviant and the low lives. But on the other hand, there are those who are of high and lofty status, those who are the best and most virtuous. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And who was better in statement? وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا. And who was better in statement? يعني لا أحد أحسن قولًا. Meaning no one is better in statement. This is the meaning of it. It's not a question. And who was better in statement? Meaning no one is better in statement. مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مُسْلِمِينَ. And who was better in statement than the one who calls to Allah and he works righteous deeds and he says, I'm a Muslim. And he says, I am a Muslim. وَإِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And I am from the Muslims. And I am a Muslim. Who is better? Meaning no one is better in statement. Who is better in statement? Meaning no one is better in statement. No one is better in statement. No one is better in methodology and way. No one is better in their situation and circumstance. مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. From those who call to Allah. وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحًا. And they work righteous deeds. They call to Allah and they themselves, they work righteous deeds. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And he said, I am from the Muslims. And I am from those who have submitted to Allah and Tawheed. He is my Lord. And I have singled him out alone for his lordship and his beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection. And he alone is worthy of worship. هُوَ مَعْبُودِي لَيْسَ لِي مَعْبُودٌ سِوَى. He is the one whom I worship. I do not worship anyone else. And I comply to him in obedience to the best of my ability, inwardly and outwardly, in public and in private. And I free myself from those who oppose his command. I free myself from people of shirk and innovation and deviation and sin and transgression. وَإِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. So no one is better than this individual here, the one who calls to Allah. And he himself, he works righteous deeds. And along with that, he says, I am from the Muslims. And he's clear upon his way and upon his path. He's clear upon his way and upon his path. So those who call to Allah, these are the best of the people. Those who call to Allah and they're sincere and they call upon light and knowledge and they themselves implement the knowledge that they're upon. And they are from the true believers, the followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the best of mankind. This is the best of mankind. So they call to Allah. الدَّعْوَةُ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِتَعْلِيمِ الْجَاهِلِينَ وَتَذْكِيرِ الْغَافِلِينَ. They call to Allah by teaching the ignorant and by admonishing and reminding the heedless. وَمُجَادَلَةِ الْمُبْطِلِينَ. And likewise by debating with the people of falsehood. وَكَشْفْ شُبُهَاتِ مُنْحَرِّفِينَ. وَكَشْفْ شُبُهَاتِ الْمُنْحَرِّفِينَ. And likewise they reveal the doubts and cover the misconceptions and misunderstandings of the deviant. They order the people to worship Allah and to obey Him with all different types of legislated actions of worship. And they encourage the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla and steadfastness upon His religion. And they clarify the beauties of the legislation of Allah Azza wa Jalla as much as possible. And likewise, they forbid and prohibit the people from that which Allah has forbidden and prohibited. And they reprimand the people with regards to this and clarify the foul and lowly ways of falling into deviation, misguidance, and sin to the best of their ability. They clarify the truth and they encourage people to uphold it and to abide by the virtuous and good, lofty, and noble manners and behavior and conduct. And they warn people away from the foul and lowly manners and misguided and deviant ways. And they call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their statement and with their action and with their conduct and manners. They call to Allah with their statement and their action, their conduct and their manners in their very situation in life. They're calling to Allah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And who is better in statement? Meaning no one is better in statement. No one is better in statement, methodology and way and creed and belief in their life than the one who calls to Allah and works righteous deeds and says, indeed, I'm a Muslim. And says, indeed, I am a Muslim. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah wa ta'ala, he mentions some benefits here. I summarize some of them in regards to this noble verse. So who is better in statement? وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Who is better in statement than the one who calls to Allah? Than the one who calls to Allah. He says, أَيْدَعَ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِلَيْهِ, meaning he's the one who calls the slaves of Allah to him. And he is the one from the slaves of Allah who calls the other slaves of Allah to Allah, calling the slaves to Allah. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and he works righteous deeds, and he says, indeed, I am from the Muslims. He says, أي هو في نفسه مهتدٍ بما يقول. He says, meaning he himself, he is upright and guided upon what he's saying. He's calling and speaking this goodness and this light, and he himself is upon that light, an application in his life, an application in his life, in public and in private. فَنَفْعُهُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَلِغَيْرِهِ لَازِمْ وَمُتَعَدِّمْ. So the benefit that he has is for himself first and foremost, and for others likewise. So he has a personal benefit from the knowledge that he has learned and gained and that he carries, and likewise his benefit extends to others. Extends to others. And this is the example of the people of knowledge, like the full moon. Like the full moon. The full moon is beautiful in itself, it's beautiful and adorned in itself, and likewise the people benefit from its light. And this is the example of the scholar. This is the example of the scholar, a true person of knowledge. He brings benefit. He does not bring harm. He brings clarification. He does not bring ambiguities and uncertainties. He brings good. He does not bring evil. He's trustworthy. He's not treacherous. Nor deceptive. He says, رحمه تعالى, وَلَيْسَ هُوَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَا يَأْتُونَهُ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيَأْتُونَهُ. And he's not from those who order the people to do good, but he doesn't do it. Nor is he from those who forbid the people from evil, yet he does it. Yet he does it. And this is from the ways of the Jews. أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Are you going to call the people to righteousness while you forget your own selves? While you neglect to apply it in your own lives? While you're reciting the book, meaning while you know and you have knowledge and insight about this affair, you contradict the knowledge that you carry? وَلِيَذَ بِاللَّهِ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْرَفَ لَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Do not have a sound mind, do not understand, do not comprehend. This is why they were considered to be like donkeys. Like donkeys. يَحْمِرُ أَسْفَارَ. They're carrying books on their back because they did not benefit from the knowledge that they carry. Kathir, he says, rahimahullah, بَلْ يَأْتَمِرُ بِالْخَيْرِ وَيَتْرُكَ الشَّرِّ. Rather, this individual here, he complies to the good and he leaves off the evil. يَدْعُو الْخَلْقَ إِلَى الْخَارِقِ. And he calls the creation to the creator. تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. وَيَدْعُو الْخَلْقَ إِلَى الْخَالِقِ. And he calls the creation. He calls the people to the creator. He calls the people to the creator, because this is what he is upon. He himself is called to the creator. He calls his own soul to worship the creator and to bow down to the creator and to surrender and submit to the creator. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. So he calls the people to do the same thing. وَهَذِهِ عَمَّةٌ فِي كُلِّ مَنْ دَعَى إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَهُوَ فِي نَفْسِهِ مُهْتَدٍ. And this is a great benefit here. He says, and this is general. This virtue here is general for everyone who calls to goodness while he himself is upon upright guidance. What he himself is upon upright guidance. So this is a realm. This is a field of competition. And some have a great share in that, and others they have lesser than that. But all of them, they're upon good. And we know the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he sent Ali in Khaybar, he said, لِأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمْرَ النَّعَمِ. That if for Allah to guide at your hands one man, one person is better for you than the red camels. Better for you than the red camels. And better for you than everything in this life, because of the benefit that comes from calling to good. From calling to good. And these details, inshallah, they will come. They will come. The benefits that come about from being someone who calls to good. And also the dangers and the ills and the foul outcome that comes for those who call to evil. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. He says, رَحِمَهُ تَعَالَى وَالرَّسُولُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِذَٰلِكَ. And the Messenger, صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ, he is the first and foremost with regards to that. And in the head of those who call to Allah and work righteous deeds and says, indeed, I'm from the Muslims, is the Messenger of Allah, صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. So he's the role model in this affair. He is the role model in this affair and in every affair, صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. This is the end of the statement of Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah. After this, we have also a statement from Abdullah ibn Abbas and radiallahu anhumah. He says, هو رسول الله دعا الناس إلى شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله. The one being referred to here, ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. And the one being referred to here, Ibn Abbas, he says, رضي الله عنه, this is the messenger of Allah. صلى الله عليه وسلم, he called the people to the شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله. He called the people to the shahada and la ilaha illallah. So first and foremost, this is who is intended. And then likewise, those who are truly following his way, calling in the same manner to Allah Azza wa Jalla, to the shahada and la ilaha illallah, wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's been narrated by Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, he died in the 110. From the great scholars of the Tabi'een, he says about the individual mentioned in this verse here, in this noble verse here, hada habibullah. He said, هذا حبيب الله. This is the one who is most beloved to Allah. هذا ولي الله. This is the true ally of Allah. هذا صفوة الله. This is the chosen one of Allah. هذا خيرة الله. This is the best of Allah's creation. أجاب الله من دعوته. He responded to the call of Allah. وعمل الصالحا في إجابته. And he worked righteous deeds in his response to his call. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. He said, indeed, I'm from the Muslims. هَذَا خَلِيفَةُ اللَّهِ. This is the Khalifa of Allah, the one who is truly given authority on the earth. The one who is truly given authority on the earth. The true authority is religious authority. Those who are sincere and uphold that. Those who are sincere and uphold that, because the true authority is the authority given to the prophets and messengers alayhi wassalatu wassalam, and that, and the head of the base of that was the religious authority, the authority of knowledge. The authority of knowledge, sultan al-ilm wa hujjatu al-ilm wa burhan al-ilm wa burhan al-ilm, the authority of knowledge, the evidence and proof and establishment of knowledge. An establishment of knowledge. So this person here, he's the best of mankind. And he, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who follow. And those who follow upon that way, and who is better in statement than the one who calls to Allah while working righteous deeds and says, indeed, I'm from the Muslim. Meaning no one is better. No one is better, but this affair, it has conditions. This affair, it has conditions. And Allah, he clarified these affairs as well. Clarified these affairs as well by clarifying the attributes of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sincere and true followers. Allah, he mentioned in his book, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. This is my path. This is what I'm upon. This is my methodology. This is my way. أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. I call to Allah. عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Say, this is my path. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my path. This is my methodology. This is my way. This is what I'm upon. I call to Allah upon insight. I call to Allah upon insight. Me and those who follow me. Adu'u ila Allah. Number one, I call to Allah, not to myself, not to a party, not to a madhab, not to a way. Adu'u ila Allah. I call to Allah. I call to Allah. Ala basira, upon insight, upon certain knowledge, upon evidence and proof from the Quran and from the Sunnah, from the revelation revealed, the proper understanding of that according to the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his noble companions radiallahu anhum, and the scholars of hadith from the tabi'in, atba' tabi'in until this day. Ala basira, adu'u ila Allah, ala basira, I call to Allah upon insight. Ana wa man ittaba'ani, me and those who follow me. Me and those who follow me, who subhanallah, wa ma ana min mushrikeen. Glorified is Allah, high above everything, high above every defect or deficiency. He has absolutely no defect or deficiency in any aspect whatsoever. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing resembling or comparable to him from any aspect whatsoever. Wa subhanallah, wa ma ana min mushrikeen. And I'm not from the pagans and polytheists, but I'm free from those deviant people. And I'm contrary to them, and I oppose them, and I'm not upon their way, and I do not resemble them likewise. So this is the way. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned the true followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is their description. The true followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who have the greatest share in that, are those who follow him in this manner. Ana wa man ittaba'ani, those who call to Allah upon insight. Those who call to Allah upon insight, these are the closest to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from his true followers. So here we see the issue of having knowledge of the truth and applying and working by the truth. And then one after that, he must show preference to the truth. So one, he must learn and obtain knowledge in order to have insight. But then he must implement and apply that knowledge in his life daily and uphold that by showing preference to that knowledge. By showing preference to that knowledge and the application of that knowledge over his whims and desires. And this is the challenge and this is the battle. And this is the challenge and this is the battle. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Al-mujahid man jahada nafsahu fi ta'atillah." The true mujahid, the true fighter, is the one who is fighting his own soul in the obedience of Allah. To learn the obedience of Allah and to uphold that in application and to prefer that. Many people, they learn, alhamdulillah, even they apply it sometimes, but then because of a lack of determination, they prefer their desires over the knowledge that they know. And their whims get the best of them, and they use their tongue in a manner displeasing to Allah. Or their eyes or their ears in a manner that they know is in contradiction to that which they learned and carry from knowledge. And this is a dangerous way. This is a dangerous way. So a person, he must be sincere and make the religion purity for the sake of Allah in public and in private. No partners whatsoever. No major or minor partner. Not making his soul, his desires, a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in obedience. Rather, he will slaughter his desires for the sake of Allah azza wa jal and fight his soul in public and in private, especially in private, to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this manner, he will reach this level. In this manner, he will reach this level and begin calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالدَّعْوَةُ إِلَى اللَّهِ لَا إِلَى النَّفْسِ. We also, from here, we see that one, he must call to Allah, not to himself, not to a party, not to a madhab. He must call to Allah. Many people, they call to the truth. They call to the Quran. They call to the Sunnah. What they're saying is proper and good, but their intention is corrupt and foul. And they want to call people to be around them and to support them and to have followers and the likes like this. And they have tactics that they do in order to gain followers and to gain likes and the likes like this. And there are many different ways that they do these affairs. This is from having a foul and a bad intention. And although outwardly it seems like it's a righteous and good deed, it's not a righteous and good deed, rather it's from the worst of all deeds. Rather it's from the worst of all deeds because of his foul and lowly intention, intending to gather the people and to use the people and to abuse the people and to manipulate the people and the likes like this by calling to the truth. So a caller, he will call to Allah, not to himself, not to a party, not to a madhab, not to a sheikh, not to a group of people or anything like this. He will call to Allah, upon light, upon insight. He will call to the tawheed of Allah. He will call to understanding and having knowledge of Allah and His beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection and to the lordship of Allah. He will call to the deen of Allah. He will call to the sunnah, the laws and legal ways of the messenger of Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will do all of this hoping for the reward from Allah, believing in Allah and the promise of Allah. He will do all of this hoping for the reward of Allah, believing in Allah and hoping for the promise of Allah. Ala basira, he must do it upon insight, upon light. And he calls to Allah upon insight. Ala ilmin mateen wa nurin mubeen wa imanin wa yaqeen. He calls to Allah upon sound, profound knowledge, and upon clear light, upon sincere faith and certainty. Upon sincere faith and certainty. What time is it? Minutes past sunrise. Anybody who needs to go, they can go. We're gonna finish what we started, inshallah. Barakallahu fikum. So we see the importance of learning the deen of Allah and calling to the deen of Allah according to one's ability, according to one's knowledge. And the people of knowledge, they say, Rahimallahu abdan arafa. Rahimallahu abdan arafa qadra nafsihi. May Allah have mercy on a person who knows his own level. Who knows his own level. So people, they will share and calling to Allah according to their ability. Even the layman, he can call to Allah if he learns his religion and gains foundation and insight in the deen and he knows the proper sources. For example, he can direct the people to the correct sources. He can share the beneficial knowledge, especially in the wasail and the means that we have today. He can share the links, he can share the posts of the reliable scholars and students of knowledge and the likes like this, and direct the people to the proper understanding in a most facilitated and easy way. And likewise, he can warn as well from deviation and misguidance according to the knowledge that he has, helping his brothers in at Islam, but when he will not step the boundaries, and this whenever the problem comes, whenever a person he steps the boundaries, he learns a little bit, then he wants to step up and put himself in front of the people and the likes like this. No, a person he must know his level. A person he must know his level, and suffice with that, and not transgress the boundaries. But also he will not be shy, or he will not back down as well from benefiting the people with knowledge that he has. With knowledge that he has, he will not see people in need of advice and direction while he knows the proper understanding and the likes like this, or the ruling, so on and so forth, with the claims that he's not a scholar, or he's not a student of knowledge, or he doesn't have a tazkiyah and the likes like this. Rather, if he has knowledge and he's able to help, he will help according to the limits of his knowledge. He will not leave the people drowning in sin, or misguidance or deviation, or following behind the people of misguidance and deviation while he can advise them and direct them for the sake of Allah. Many times it's the devil that scares us and tries to turn us away from calling the people. So you just have to sometimes take a big breath and remember Allah Azza wa Jal and fear Him Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and say what you gotta say for His sake. And if they like it, they like it. If they don't like it, they don't like it. And that's not what you're looking for. You want to advise them for the sake of Allah. Brother or sister, this particular gathering or this particular event that they got going in these days in Atlanta, Georgia, these people are deviant. These people are deviant. These people are misguided. Do not attend that. Do not follow that. Do not participate in that. These people, they have so many different deviant ideologies. It's all mixed up. This one's Ash'ari and this one is this. This one got Takfiri ideologies. This one, it's all mixed up. Any of these things that they have. So a person, if he knows someone who's involved in this or deceived by this or the likes, then he just advise him for the sake of Allah. You let it go. And you let it go. And you don't turn back. You don't turn back and you don't look back. Alhamdulillah. I said what I have to say. Barakallah fiqh. I hope that you benefit. I hope that you benefit. Well, you're not be scared. And I'd be scared what they would say about you, or they don't like you anymore, so on and so forth. So on and so forth. So there are many great dangers. There are many great, great dangers that come about from speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without knowledge. Many great dangers that come about from speaking about Allah without knowledge. We take them briefly, any of these points now. Number one, the distortion of the religion. The religion is distorted in this manner, promoting misguided ideas about Islam. And some individuals, they spread ideas that contradict the sound Islamic creed, such as denying the Sunnah or misinterpreting the Quran without proper knowledge, denying the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the likes like this, claiming that the Quran, for example, is sufficient. There's no need to refer back to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where they will misinterpret the verses of the ayat. They believe in the verses of the ahkam and the rulings, the obligations and the likes like this, but whenever it comes to the verses with regards to the descriptions of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they will deviate, they will misinterpret them, and they will change the meanings from the apparent meaning and the likes like this. And they'll interpret the Quranic verses based upon personal whims without relying on the explanations of the scholars of hadith. Number two, likewise, issuing fatawa without knowledge. People giving religious verdicts without knowledge. Any meaning speaking without knowledge and ascribing things to the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal without knowledge, giving unqualified religious opinions. Some people, they present themselves as muftis and the likes like this, like they're Islamic legal experts without proper qualifications. And this results in the spread of incorrect rulings and great misunderstandings in the religion, and misleading and deviating the people from the proper path. And some examples of this are people hastening to give fatawa and thus permitting that which Allah has forbidden, or forbidding that which Allah He has allowed, like justifying the permissibility of usury and the likes like this in the lands of America, so on and so forth, in the guise of necessity. All of this is from deviation and misguidance. All are claiming that it's lawful to sell alcohol in the lands of the disbelievers. I don't drink it, I just sell it to the disbelievers. But yeah, all of this is from the deviant way. You say, well, Sheikh so-and-so, he said it's permissible over here. Or the likes like this, or they'll rob banks, some of them. They even rob banks in the name of Islam because they're disbelievers. So the money is lawful. They forget about the contracts that they have and the covenants that they have with Muslimuna ala shurutihim. And the person, and he's so much deviation comes from speaking about Allah without knowledge, from the extremist groups promoting extremism and terrorism in the name of the religion. Certain groups to advocate violence and killings, misusing religious texts to justify their actions. This is from the worst of all affairs. This misguides young people especially and leads them astray from the correct understanding of Al-Islam, deviating them away from the path. Deviating them away from the path. And if we pay attention here, the next issue, the author, he's mentioning As-Sadisa wa Sab'un, the situ, Al-Makru Al-Kubar. Al-Makru Al-Kubar, Kafi'ri, Qawmi Nuh, the great plot. The great plot, like the people of Nuh. And this is from the ways of the people of Jahiliyyah. They'll plot great plots. And they'll make amazing schemes and plans to mislead the people. Likewise, it's continuing to this day. And from that is the call to Khuruj and revolting against the rulers in order to divide and to conquer the Muslim lands, to cause corruption and chaos in the Muslim lands, and then to come in as peacemakers and separate them and divide them and take their natural resources and make their authorities small and the likes like this, little bitty governments, in order to control them and do what they like with them. This is all from the great plots of the enemies of Al-Islam, waliyadhu billah. That's why you find them staunchly, financially supporting the Khawarij, financially supporting the Sufiyya, financially supporting the Rafila. Who? The West. The West, they financially support the Rafila. Where did they get their money from? Where did the Khawarij get their weapons from? Where did they get their tanks from? Where did they get their guns from? Subhanallah, it's the disbelievers who are providing these affairs for them. They're the ones supporting these issues. They're the ones who are supporting these affairs. It's all from Al-Makru Al-Kubbar. So to pay attention from the Safir, going back and leading and how these people are misguided, speaking about Allah without knowledge. Speaking about Allah without knowledge, or calling to disbelief upon knowledge. Or calling to disbelief upon knowledge. Number four, the misuse of the media. The misuse of the media, spreading ignorance through media, hosting unqualified individuals on TV channels or religious programs to interpret Islamic texts or offer religious advice without proper knowledge and qualification. This is widespread. This is widespread. YouTube is full of it. Waliyadhu billah. Broadcasting programs that promote superstition or un-Islamic practices such as astrology and false spiritual remedies. Any of the Sufis, they have different ways. You can come on their program and the likes like this, claiming that they have knowledge of the unseen. Even the sheikh, many times in reality, in certain countries, he's the sahir. He's a sahir. The sheikh, the scholar of their land, and the one they get religious verdicts from, he's a magician. He's a magician. This is well known in many African countries. The great sheikh of the tribe, and the one who was a role model, and the religious verdicts are learned from, and the likes like this, he himself is a magician. He works magic. He himself is a magician. He works magic, and he'll make dua for you likewise if you pay him money. Wallahi, it's something well known. It's called al-istikhara. They take the beautiful name from the sunnah and they apply it to this affair. They call it istikhara. Istikhara, not the istikhara of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Istikhara al-a'imma al-wadhillin. It's the istikhara of the misguided imams, that if you have a need, you go to him and you pay him a little bit of money and you tell him the affair and he'll make dua for you. Misleading the people for a dollar. Misleading and misguiding the people for a dollar. Number five, advocating moral decay in the fame of freedom. SubhanAllah. Advocating moral decay. And the morals are just being stripped. People's morals and their chastity people's morals and their chastity, especially the women, even the men as well, is being stripped from them in the name of freedom. In the name of freedom, promoting alien cultures in Muslim societies, calling for abandoning Islamic values in the name of modernity or personal freedom. In the name of any modernity or personal freedom. This is how, barakallahu fikum, is known. The people of knowledge, they mentioned these affairs. Whenever the French were not able to come through the Muslim lands in Africa and North Africa and the likes like this, whenever they're not able to truly penetrate those lands in the manner they're hoping, from the tactics that they used is they brought lewd women to the Muslim lands, until many of the men, they were misled by their desires and they were affected by that, and they fell weak into their whims, and thus their religion fell weak, and then the enemies, they're able to penetrate those lands. Because whenever the Muslims are upright upon their religion and holding fast to their morals and to their values and to their deen for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, their homes are impenetrable. their homes are impenetrable. That Allah will save them, Allah will protect them, Allah will aid them. No doubt this life is a trial. Sometimes we win, sometimes we lose, but they will not be overcome and wiped out and taken advantage of in this manner like we see in these days, until many of their customs and cultures have completely changed. Have completely changed, especially in those lands. And if you look in those lands likewise today, the strongest ideology that is spread is the ideology of the Sufiya and the call of the Sufiya. And it is the disbelievers who are supporting that financially and encouraging that and facilitating that in a major way. And also from those lands, those people are also sprouting on the other end, the Khawarij. The Khawarij, and they're also supported. All of this is to destroy Islam for the demise of the religion in hopes to overcome. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. They want to put out the light of Allah with their lips, with their tongues, but Allah, He will complete and perfect His light. So you must learn that light and hold fast to it. Barakallah fiqh. So they undermine the importance of hijab, for example, and adherence to the Islamic legislation, labeling these people as being backwards. All of this is from speaking about Allah without knowledge, according to disbelief, deviation with knowledge. Number six, doubt spread through social media, raising religious doubts among youth. Individuals spreading doubts about Islamic beliefs or the Sunnah without relying on proper knowledge or evidence, and portraying Islam as incompatible with reason or science, causing young people who do not have a foundation in their religion to waver in their faith. Number seven, superstitions and innovative practices. Encouraging unlawful or innovative religious practices, visiting sorcerers and fortune tellers, and believing in charms and talismans to bring wealth or ward off harm, calling on graves and the likes like this, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, celebrating religious innovations that have no basis in the sunnah, in the religion of Allah, such as certain types of maulids, celebrations of the Prophet's birthday, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the birthday of their saints likewise, or other practices that are contrary to tawheed. So in conclusion, we close now and we say these real life examples emphasize the urgent need to return to the Quran and the Sunnah and the understanding of the best of this Ummah, sincerity. Sincerity, meaning the way of the companions, of the Allahu Anhum and those after them in the first praiseworthy generations. And knowledge and application. And knowledge, creed, methodology, and application. And application. And to refer to qualified scholars from the people of the Sunnah, those firmly grounded in knowledge and known for their sound methodology and experience in da'wah. And to confront false calls that mislead the ummah and corrupt both the religious and worldly affairs with knowledge and wisdom and forbearance and a sincere and pure intention. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. I apologize for taking